They're impatient.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft
and Marvel.
The cans are on.
Get ready for some of that.
Get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Body armor. I equip it. And it's like
pink yellow thong.
The guy that delivers
bot twist.
Yeah, exactly.
My job.
He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I'm Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's number one weekend podcast about video games, The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics, and our newest sponsor, give me a second, Ginger Elizabeth's Chocolates, everybody.
No!
That's right.
Did you make it happen?
That's right. I had a couple of talks with some of the owners, and they said, hell no.
None of this is real, but yeah, now I think it is.
But they gave me the okay in spirit, is what I'm going to say. Ginger Elizabeth's Chocolate, everybody. Go get you some chocolate.
Go get you some chocolate. Is that their...
Yeah, that's okay. That's their slogan.
Ginger Elizabeth, get you some.
Go get you some chocolate.
I think we need
Let's not... yeah. No,
I was just saying, let's let Steven come up with it, but now I'm taking that back. Never mind.
I think get you some is good because, first of all, get you some chocolate, and then if you give it to a lady, that means you're going to get you some.
Get you some sounds like a beef jerky.
Or, I don't know. That sounds very aggressive.
Catchphrase. That's what I'm saying. Jack. Yeah.
It sounds very aggressive, and I don't think you want to, you know, go up to your lady and say, get you some, and then all of a sudden you catch a case over some chocolate. I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah, I guess you got to be a little more delicate.
But if you head over to Ginger Elizabeth's and you get a good video of you saying, Sir Aaron Carter sent me here for some of your chocolate, I'll get you a $20 gift card. The first person that does that, I'll say it right now, right here on the podcast.
I'm going to go do it.
First fan of the show that's not in the studio right now.
Damn it.
And not related to anybody in the studio right now.
Damn.
Hang on. Let me text my wife. Never mind.
Can go to Ginger Elizabeth's. And while you're buying some nice chocolate there, have one of the lovely ladies behind you.
Or gentlemen
behind you. In tandem, say, Sir Aaron Carter said, get Ginger Elizabeth's, and I'll get you a $20 gift card.
To
Ginger Elizabeth's.
So they can get a piece of chocolate?
So they can get some more chocolate.
One piece of chocolate.
On Sir. So no,
they,
right?
They can get them some.
Exactly. I mean, I can splurge a $20 gift card for the first person.
All right.
First person. We got to see it on social media. Tag us. Tag Ginger Elizabeth's. Tag it all. We got to see it, everybody.
Look at you, social media guy.
Yeah. Let's get it happen.
Put a hashtag on that.
Put a hashtag on there. Say, get you some.
Hashtag get you some.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That can't go wrong.
That can't go wrong at all.
Hashtag bang bros.
You heard us. No, let's not hashtag. You will not do what
hashtag
he just said.
Get you
Corey
some.
Vincent's
hashtag
on the show.
Bros.
Hey, what's going on, pizzas?
Let's not do hashtag with bang bros with the Ginger Elizabeths.
This has been a nuts weekend.
That's gross.
For esports. This has been crazy. I hope there's esports on the docket today because we had Overwatch World Cup. We had the Smite Grand... I mean, not Grand Finals.
First of all...
What?
It wasn't the World Cup. All right.
It was the Overwatch World Cup.
Let's say Overwatch... World Cup.
Oh my gosh. All right, whatever. So we had the Overwatch World Cup. We had the Smite Pro Super Regionals. Nairo's throwing it down right as we speak at MK Leo Saga. This has been awesome. It's been a great week.
I literally thought you were going to say, Nairo's throwing matches at MK Leo Saga? Like, whoa, you're just going to bust him out like that?
No, he's throwing down right now. He's trekking down. He's trying to keep the curse alive this time. This time we want the curse.
Okay, all right.
Squiggles just resubbed for four months in a row.
That's what I'm talking about. No, we retired that one. So I'm not. That's not.
We bumped that to the Monday.
Yeah.
It's been demoted to the
Millennium
Monday show.
Squiggy.
Exactly. You heard his voice as well. The real David Webb's here.
What's going on, everybody?
David Webb, we got to culture ourselves today.
We had an adventure.
Yeah, we did. After we were done with a little OCC,
yep.
We went down to Old Sacramento. And we got to experience, Steven will appreciate this,
told you.
The day the Day of the Dead festival.
Yeah.
I told you it was happening.
Wait. La Dia de los Muertos?
Yep. Yes.
Ah,
it,
see.
But I didn't know where it was at.
I literally told...
I invited them.
I said, you know, if anybody...
Not a reminder text, nothing.
Hey. First of all, I thought you would just naturally know.
No. It was a couple days ago.
I'm just letting
it's
you
the,
know.
Like the
Aaron,
after Halloween.
Did yes. you or did you not say Aaron should be... Or Steven should be here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said Stephen should be. You should have been in the dead center as a sacrificial lamb.
Why the hell would I do that?
I don't know. Isn't that how you guys do it?
Why do I have to get sacrificed?
It's like a stunt. You don't actually get sacrificed. You just paint your face a little bit. And
did you see that goat?
Somebody.
No,
somebody messed up.
Ate him when you got some tacos.
Get the fight.
Hey, I'm telling
you.
No,
there were no tacos.
There was no food.
Yeah, there were no tacos and there were no masks.
A white person?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Yes. Hold on. They called it Day of the Dead, which is the first tell.
No, they called it the Dia de los Muertos, whatever festival.
The what?
I don't know how you pronounce it.
La Dia de los Muertos.
I don't think that was it.
That's exactly it. Perfect accent.
You were close, but no cigar.
What's that show on Netflix?
De los Muertos.
The show that you keep watching?
Narcos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He watches two seasons of Narcos.
It was the Soul of the City,
three
Dia
seasons.
De la Muertos, okay. Old Sacramento event. Steven's on the show, by the way, everybody.
Hey!
should have been there, though. Definitely should have been
Steven,
there.
Steven, why do you look like you're going to break into the Home Alone kid's house? Steven is rocking, like, the most, like, conspicuous. It's the most conspicuous black beanie you could wear.
And I haven't had a haircut. Gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I shave all my hair off. What are you talking about? I was going to say, what are you going to say?
So, you know what? I'm wearing this, and I'm probably going to be sweating profusely. So.
Well, as long as McCully doesn't catch you, you'll be fine.
I like how you. I have to give you credit that your beanie at least fits your head, unlike these ones Aaron wears.
What are you talking about? All my beanies fit my head.
They do not fit your head.
I stopped. Okay. I put my beanie to right here just to show the hairline. So people, you know that I still
have... To prove
that
you do have hair.
I got the hairline, so boom, right there. And then only back of my head really gets cold, so I mean, you know, so...
I covered my forehead.
Yeah, see, I don't cover my forehead whenever I do all that. Like, that's... For what?
I learned via Instagram today, I think it was Instagram, David Webb went to, like, to a real barber.
Went to a real barber today.
First of all,
Was it in the hood?
Exactly.
No.
Were there... How many black people were on staff?
I don't want to say.
Exactly. Also,
wait a minute.
Hold on. Time out. More questions.
Yes.
Were there any? You had some sports playing in there, right?
No.
Okay.
Team Titans was playing.
Wait, what?
Team Titans.
You know what?
I don't know.
I don't even know where you went, man.
They spun my chair around as they were working my hair, and
as they were
HGTV
working his hair,
had something different. Like the TV nearest me was Teen Titans. One TV had the Disney Channel. Another TV had Comedy Central.
You see, no, you didn't go to a real barber.
I feel like you went to like a kid's.
Exactly.
Like cool cuts for kids.
Did you sit on a little rocket while they were cutting your hair?
No, it was a red car. it was a red car.
That's God, the room is spinning. God.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm not even mad. That was good.
Yeah. Did they give you a lollipop after you were done?
The place looked cool. I saw the picture of it. Tell me about the place.
The place is cool. It's like it's very like a garage almost. They have the big front, the big garage doors that they opened up once it stopped like raining. And you walk in, it's like a lounge area. They give you drinks.
Okay. Beers or what do you got?
I think they had beers and I drank last night, so I didn't want to have anything today. But they have like beer and I want to say some sort of like whiskey or bourbon.
Okay.
And then they take you into the other side of the building, and that's where like they have all the chairs. And I had a guy named Sonny cut my hair.
All right.
Aaron, I don't know why there has to be black people on staff and there has to be sports.
He wants me to go to a black barber.
There's a difference. I think there's a difference because there's
literally a video of why you should go. It's that white kid that's like, oh my gosh, I just had my hair cut.
Oh, no, yeah.
Okay.
He's in a car. Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the thing. There's a misconception.
Excuse me?
I don't not want to go to a black barber because I think they can't cut my hair. It's a cultural thing. I don't think I'm going to fit in there. In fact, I know I'm not going to fit in there.
First of all.
Wait, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the first thing you walk in, they're going to try and do like a crazy jive handshake and
No, I can handle that. I've been watching TV.
First
I get
of all,
BET now.
Nobody uses the word jive. Second of all,
I'm a little out of date.
They don't shake your hand. You just sit in the chair and then you ask what type of cut. If you don't know what type of cut you want, you point to the damn picture. Because they have pictures of different hairstyles.
What about pulling out your phone and pointing to a picture?
You can do that too.
Okay.
They can do that. But that's all you gotta do. Then they'll spin you around, show you, you know, after they're done cutting your hair, show yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Or give you a mirror, whatever they got. And then that's it. It's not like they're gonna, you know. And then if there's
quiz
sports
him?
Start.
What are you doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
Yeah, no.
While I'm cutting your hair.
They're not going to do all that, sir.
A partial legit fear.
you watch the sports that's going down. If they ask you what favorite team you have, read the room.
Make one up.
Read the damn room. Because my barber.
It's usually a sign.
I had a barber at one point.
Yeah.
Say Dallas Cowboys.
Her name was Sean. Her name was Sean.
Okay.
She was a huge Dallas Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
You know, and I am too. I will go to her chair. That's it. I go straight to Sean's chair all the time. And you don't, you just be cool. There's no animosity. The barbershop is a place of welcomeness and love, sir.
Okay. It's therapy.
Yeah, it is. It's you can go in there. You can go in there. Say you and Jamie are having problems. You go right on in there. Free therapy. 30-minute therapy right there.
It's not free. I mean, you
Yeah, well,
pay.
I mean, you're paying for a haircut, but you come for the therapy.
I feel like, you remember that awesome scene in Weird Science where they're at the bar?
Exactly. Yeah,
like
that's what Web would be. Say, man.
Hey, man.
Can hang up the telephone.
On the telephone?
On the telephone?
Yeah, on the motherfucking telephone. What you think, man?
Telephone. Yeah. That'll be Web.
Thank you.
You gotta see
that.
It.
That is.
She kicked me in the nuts. It's so good.
That is a good movie. That is a good movie.
In the family jewels. I'm going to a black barber. That's it.
It's not like that.
I'm sold.
If you go in there, they'll probably beat you up. Racist.
I'll go for that.
Yeah,
that'll get me there.
Right, I'm staying at sports.
I also forgot to introduce, of course, the heart and soul of the VGB. Everybody, they're here week in, week out. The chat room. Say hello, chat room.
Hello, chat room.
Oh, you're doing too much.
No, nobody else.
You're doing too much. You're doing too much. All right, cut that off. So, of course, like Corey said, there's a lot of crap that's going on, not just in the esports world. Blizzard is popping off with BlizzCon, and they decided to just go ahead and drop, like, dump loads of bombs of information. I was at work, and phone was, like, blasting off the hook with notifications about things.
Yeah,
Not just not you guys. Like, literally, don't put the, like, Google tracker or whatever thing for BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Because then it's just going to, hey, did you know this has happened? Hey, did you know this was happening? Look, somebody just tripped at BlizzCon.
The Google alert?
Like, okay, yeah, I got it, Google. Thank you. Thank you.
They just want to make sure you're up to date, man.
But I was up to date on every friggin' thing. You're like, did you know somebody drank some water at BlizzCon? Like, no.
Here's a picture of a dog falling asleep at BlizzCon.
Exactly.
That was literally in my feed.
And that's terrible. That's terrible. They had some pretty cool cosplay, I'm not going to lie.
Cosplay was on point. And please, E3, take note. Any game developer, whoever wants to walk on a stage and make announcements, should probably like pay attention to what BlizzCon did. They just came out. It was kind of, it wasn't so drawn out, but they gave everybody everything they wanted.
Yes.
Everybody,
that was a big thing.
Across any game. Like, I don't even care about StarCraft, but when they're like, it's free to play.
Free to play? Yeah.
And the crowd went nuts. I was like, I'm downloading StarCraft now.
Yeah, no, I did say
WoW original servers, people have been asking about that forever.
I felt like they had to shutting down the other one. We did a story on that a while back about them shutting down the original servers or vanilla servers.
But, you know, exactly. It doesn't matter. Like, they did it. They learned, and they gave people exactly what they wanted. Everyone was expecting new character from Overwatch. And I didn't even think a new map, but they gave us both.
Yeah.
My brother, I said, what'd you think about the new character for Overwatch, Moira? And he was like, oh, you mean Zenyatta's new rework? I was like, oh,
it does kind of feel like that because, like, just from what I've seen, it's like she has one spell that gives health, one spell that does damage.
Yeah.
Have you watched
The trailer
the
one
cinematic? For cinematic
about it.
Mm-mm.
So her heals.
Yeah.
It like her The only way she can heal is by doing damage to other people.
Yeah, she can't just heal automatically.
Oh, yeah. Snap. So she takes the health from somebody and gives it to somebody else.
It charges her heal. Yeah.
So snap. A quick rundown of her abilities. Moira is the new 26th character, I believe.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Biopic Grasp. Using her left hand, Moira expands biopic energy to heal allies in front of her. Her right hand fires long-range beams. Beam weapons that saps enemies' health, healing Moira and replenishing her biopic energy.
Yep.
And then it says biopic orb. Moira launches a rebounding biopic sphere. She chooses between a regeneration effect that can heal allies as it passes through or decay effect that deals damage to enemies. Is this damage over time? Because it's not saying damage over time.
I don't think so. And I think it's like it bounces. Yeah. Like, so if you shoot it into a hallway, it'll bounce back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I want to know, so it's just a set damage. It hits you, boom, it'll hit some damage and bounce away?
I don't know. I need to see it.
Okay. She has Fade. Moira quickly teleports a distance. Now, I wonder if it's going to be...
Like blink. It's like instant blink.
Oh, it's an instant blink, so it's not like Reapers.
Yeah, no, she doesn't sit there for like 8 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But she doesn't go near as far. She just like blinks a little bit.
Okay, I can deal with that. And then Coalescence. Moira channels a long-range beam of both that heals allies and bypasses barriers to damage her enemies. So that's her ult.
Basically, who's ult? Anubis from Smite. You know, his ult is just
beam. Yeah.
It's just like a straight beam that goes a certain distance that you could swivel around, and if it hits an ally, you're going to heal them. If it hits an enemy, you're taking damage away.
Except for Anubis doesn't heal anybody. Just
damage. Just if you want a visual of what the ult looks like just a big beam coming out of her hands.
She's got the Anubis ult. She kind of feels, or looks like she kind of feels like Hell from Smite.
Yeah.
Doing the damage and Discord stuff.
I don't think she just doesn't change. She's
Yeah, she's always both, yeah.
I think she's a short-range character, too. Like, you know, comparing her to Zenyatta. Zenyatta takes skill shots from far away.
Snipes people.
I'm pretty sure her beam is going to be...
I'd
assume it's going to,
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's not going to require too much aim.
I wonder... Yeah, so that means she has to be up in the mix?
Yeah, to heal her people and stuff like that.
She better have a good amount of HP, then.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see her on the PTR. No doubt she's going to probably get reworks pretty soon. I like the stuff they're doing, though. Like, they're finally giving Anna a little bit of damage back, so she might be playable again.
Huh.
Just all around great stuff from Blizzard.
Okay.
What do you think of the new map, Blizzard World?
Blizz World, everybody.
Dope.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's Stormwind. If you
play
World of Warcraft, it's like the major alliance city.
Yeah.
And they just...
A part of it. There's other things.
With, like, different Blizzard games. Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
They got a little Heroes of the Storm, it looks like. Hearthstone pub in there. Yeah. I mean,
all
right.
The skins. They're all, like, play on popular Blizzard characters.
I didn't get to see the skins.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only thing I freaking missed.
Roadhog has, like, a Diablo skin.
No.
Yeah.
That's the butcher.
Yeah.
What about the baker? No candlestick makers?
No.
Oh, well then, missed opportunity, Blizzard.
Torbjorn is like a dwarf. They did a really good job on these skins. Really yeah. Yeah, they're so good.
It's like what's that, Three Vikings game, I think?
Three Vikings. Yeah. Did they actually? Lost Vikings. Is that what it is?
I don't know if that's...
I bet you that's
what it comes from. Because that's their first game, yeah. I mean, that's their game, so I mean, they could do that. They also showed off more Heroes of the Storm, right? Another playable character in that?
Yeah.
Hanzo.
You got Hanzo.
Well, let's be honest. It's just Hanzo. Nobody's going to care about the other person.
Alex Strada or whatever?
Nobody cares about that other person. Alex Straza, yeah.
Straza?
Yeah, no, nobody Eric cares. Strada? Yeah, Eric Estrada and Hanzo will now be in Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, my God. You just reminded me of the cinematics, though. Nobody does cinematics like Blizzard.
So, which one are you talking about?
Because I'm talking about the Hanzo one was
insane.
Yeah,
the Hanzo was good.
But even better was the Reinhardt one.
Oh, see, I haven't seen the Reinhardt
one. Oh, my God. No,
stop. I take it back. Yes, I did.
Ready for the show.
Yeah, no. I watched that one. His origin.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was so good. I watched that today.
It does feel different because I watched the May one. I was like, okay, this is cool. I watched Bastion one. It was cool. I watched just about every one. I'm like, yeah, these are okay. But when they do your main, it does mean a little bit more.
Oh, so okay.
And just the story itself. Like, it actually kind of made me want to start playing Reinhardt more.
Yeah, you get to know his personality.
Yeah, I actually kind of like him now. I'm like, you know, all right.
They hit you with the feels.
They do. That's part of it. Yeah.
Mentor,
and then you like, were.
Oh, it's his mentor.
And then he's it's kind of
his fault.
Yeah.
He totally.
Excuse me, kind of his fault.
Well, okay, it's pretty much all his fault.
100% his fault.
If you've ever played Overwatch with me, I get like that. Like basically Reinhardt in the first part, you know, just going for charges.
Like,
and
my crew's just in my way.
Yeah, that's
smack hammers.
It actually, when I watched that, I was like, I'm gonna play a lot more conservative Reinhardt now.
If they don't come out with Reinhardt's mentor character with double hammers.
Well, they already came out with the, you know, that armor he's rocking.
Oh yeah, his armor. That's already in the game. Yeah. But I'm talking about, did you see double how he's just smashing people with double hammers?
Oh, like, double hammers,
he was beasting.
Oh. He rocketed both hammers and himself and just clotheslined, just, you know, wiped everybody out.
That could be his ult.
Was a female Torb in that armor?
It's Torbjorn's daughter, I think.
Now I don't know, but I want to see a female like equivalent to Reinhardt in the game. Now.
You're probably gonna have to wait a long time.
Yeah,
that'd be dope though, like just to see another one of those big brooding freaking characters.
Or maybe just a skin, just another Reinhardt skin.
They could. If they want to take the cheap route.
They are making the young Reinhardt skin.
So yeah, I like the young Reinhardt. Oh yeah. That makes sense. He looks pretty cool. We totally got off of the characters they added to Heroes of the Storm, though.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
For the cinematic.
Is anybody playing? For that. Is anybody even playing Heroes of the Storm now?
No.
Sometimes
when they give rewards in Overwatch.
Yeah, it just seems like they're just putting all the Overwatch characters there. Like, I don't understand. It feels like
it's all Blizzard's characters from all
Yeah, but it feels like if every single character from Overwatch makes it into this game, it feels like it wasn't strong enough on its own with the other characters it had.
What's the hotness right now?
I understand.
You gotta play to the strengths.
I understand. Come on, I understand, man. But that's just exposing your weaknesses.
I don't know. I'd basically at this point expect every character to make an appearance in Heroes of the Storm from Overwatch.
And they all have basically the exact same abilities too.
Yep.
Just a top-down view from them. The new our announcement of World of Warcraft Classic coming back with vanilla servers and stuff like that. So, you know, get prepared to play 60 hours just to get a mount or to travel the map, depending on, you know, what you want to do. They're still kind of working on these, right? Is that what they said?
Yeah, it's still in the development process.
So what does that mean? Is this going to be the free to play too? Like, can we? No. I think that's what they should do. I think they should
it's
do.
It's just going to be another server for you to jump.
I think they should have vanilla free to play. That's what they should have. And if you like vanilla enough to play vanilla a long period of time and you want the expansions type of stuff, then you go to that pay-to-play one.
They should do like what StarCraft II is doing.
Make
it
free-to-play.
It's free-to-play unless you want to do some of like the main single-player story type stuff.
So
then you have to pay for that.
The Versus is going to be free-to-play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's what people usually go for.
Right. So. But if you want to play any of the campaign, you have to pay for the packs, which are $15. But that's what they should do with World of Warcraft.
With the whole, whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
The vanilla. Hearthstone's getting an update. Kobolds and Catacombs. That's another one. I don't know any of us that actually play, you know.
I go through fits where I'll play for a while.
But do you buy these expansions?
I bought quite a few from the most recent one, the Lich King one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all.
Yeah.
And then the other expansion for actual World of Warcraft pay, because vanilla is going to be free to play. You heard it here first. What is it? Battle of Azeroth. They showed a little cinematic for that one, which was actually pretty interesting.
Is it bringing you back?
No. Oh. Lord, no. It is definitely not bringing me back.
Anduin was a beast in that.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
See,
the new king.
See, I don't know any of them. I don't know any of these characters. They're not.
He had his dad's sword, and then he's like, I need heal my team.
Is he a paladin? Is that what it is?
He was a priest.
Oh.
And his father died.
And he became a paladin?
Now I'm assuming he's a paladin because he's out there fighting.
There's no priests? Priests can't fight?
Well, that's usually like magic spells and stuff.
Okay. Is that going to bring any of you two to the World of Warcraft?
Nope.
Nope.
Wow.
I'm so up freaking on Overwatch balls right now that it's going to take a really impressive game. Actually, I have been spending a lot of time on Mario Odyssey. Not going to lie.
Okay.
Like, the game is getting better, progressively better and better. Whoa!
Sorry. That was Reinhardt's cutscene.
God.
That's what was happening.
All right, Aaron. It's time for you to get more back into Smite, though.
Yes. totally forgetting this, not even in BlizzCon, Smite dropped news as well. New character with Discordia and a new RPG mode now.
See?
Like an adventure RPG.
Full RPG mode?
I don't know. They showed different levels. They showed like the last time. They showed like epic big bosses, like giant ones, bigger than the last ones. I think they're going to expand more than they did the last
one. I'm telling you guys, Hi-Rez is one of the most underrated video game development companies out there.
Right now. Are they underrated? Or are they just...
No, they're underrated. Rated. They are so underrated. If you are a fan of their products, they give you the best fan experience. People get upset about the balancing of the characters and stuff, but every game does that. They do Paladins,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do.
And
Paladins.
That game's going... It's going
platinum.
It's going nuts. Overseas, it's going nuts.
It's actually really fun.
It's popular. That game has a chance. There's room for two. Just like how there's room for Smite in the MOBA department.
Here's the thing with Smite. I try to play with Piper from Cable Crusaders because he plays heavily on the PS4.
Yeah.
Cannot do it on the PS4. Why? Gotta do it on the PC because the controls are just... If they would ever just let me map my own buttons, they only have like four different presets. I can't do that though.
I thought there was full button mapping.
No, there's not, unfortunately. Aww. So I only PC on that one. I will be getting back into it because this new Shadows over Acropolis DLC.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah. New adventure mode. Gotta get into that one.
We want to get in since they introduced Hachiman.
Oh, yeah. See, like, yeah, I'm
that was like a month ago.
What they did though on the PS4, because when I booted it up, they moved everything over for me. My skins and everything.
No way!
Yeah, they did.
Nice!
Yeah, I linked it. I did. But
back then?
Yeah, I linked my thing back then, but then I didn't have the skins. I had all my characters, but I didn't have all my skins and stuff. So when I booted it up, had all my skins again. And
nice.
I was like, I like it. So that's what made me start playing more. But then when I couldn't get into those controls, like... Just let me map all my buttons to the same that I have on my PC, and we're good. We're golden.
Gucci?
I will play.
Are you Gucci, Aaron?
Yeah, no, we're not going to.
No?
Gonna
do that. No, not Gucci?
The man's married now. And
come on.
Can't be Gucci anymore.
I think my most exciting thing, though, is how Energy Smite Team is back, baby.
You are excited that they are actually winning, in winning form.
They are in championship form. Like, I wish... They totally had a wake-up call. Like, I think they had their foot off the gas in Season 4. They barely made it to the Gauntlet. And the Gauntlet's like this crazy wild card tournament. And only two teams make it out of there. So they've taken... When they win Worlds for the third time, they will have won through the hardest conceivable route. The bottom seed in Gauntlet win the Gauntlet Championship, which puts them bottom seed... at Super Regionals, and they went undefeated, and now they have to go to Worlds, I believe in January, and go through undefeated again. And if they win, that would be crazy as an upset.
Would it be the first time? First time somebody's ever...
Yeah, because they're like the last... There's only been three champions before them, and it was... No, there's only been three championships ever. They won the last two. I don't know who won the first one, I'll be honest. But usually, the 2 years they won, they were dominant. Like, they were number one. They didn't even have to go to Gauntlet... breeze through Super Regionals, and they just win Worlds. This was the first time they came in as huge underdogs, and I think I was showing you guys the highlight clips of these guys after the matches, just going fucking bananas. Like, they were on a whole nother level in a closed studio, not even with a huge audience. Like, they were just, they tapped into that crazy flow state zone where nothing else mattered, and they were just zoned in on that game, and when they would win, and you know, just these crazy reactions. Like, I'd be afraid to play these guys. If I set up my computer and 5 feet from me are these animals just screaming at the top of their lungs whenever they get kills and just going bananas, like, that's a mental advantage.
They need to start wearing those the Maui Warrior face paints.
Yeah, there you go.
Just doing hakas before every game.
Was adapting, saying, like, taking, what was it, like, taking, like, a kid from a candy.
He just lost his mind and, like, taking kid from a candy.
Sheesh. I would love to be the guy next to him, but like, that's not how that's saying that's, yeah.
That's how this
what,
works.
What are you even talking about? Yeah. How do you take kids from candies, sentient beings?
I can't wait for Worlds.
And bonus for you, now you get to wear your Fenrir shirt to Worlds.
I know. I made a promise to Into the AM that if they sent me a Fenrir sweater, I'd wear it to Worlds up on stage.
Fenrir.
And they sent me one, so I was like, oh, man, do I have to send this back if they don't make it? But, of course, they made it. They're beasts, and they all deserve a follow. What's funny is just classic to these guys' form. They get interviewed afterwards, the team captain, Raffer, and they're like, how are you going to do at Worlds? And he's like, I don't know if we're going to make it to Worlds. We got a lot of scrimming to do tonight. And he holds up, like, the drinking thing. These guys are so fucking hammered right now. I can tell you, at this moment, they're probably, like, just wandering in the middle of the street.
Wow. Way to prepare for a...
Well, hopefully they will make it to Worlds.
Exactly. Way to prepare for the next big event and everything like that. Yeah.
That's how they work, man. I don't know how they do it. They're just... They party hard and they win.
Well, good luck to the guys in Smite for... the world. You said in January, right?
Yeah, and fuck you, Team Rival.
Jeez.
Sorry, had to get that out there.
Lord.
See, there's this team. They're called Team Rival. They've always been middle of the pack in EU, and they had a good season, and I think they eliminated Dignitas, who's a beast of a team.
I only remember them from the beginning of Smite.
Well, this iteration of Dignitas used to be what's called Variety's new team, and they got Zeros, who is one of my favorite people in the Smite community. He was our coach when we won... the second championship.
Uh-huh.
And they posted some stupid shit like, we're just going to wait here while the kids play. And had like some gif of two kids fighting and one had Energy logo and one had Trifecta logo.
Uh-huh.
And so I replied, I said, pro tip, these types of posts mean a lot more when you actually win world championships with a picture of the guys holding the giant trophy on stage.
Uh-huh.
And they just got roasted by... high-res employees, by all the casters started jumping in. It was just a murder. Keep your fucking mouth shut and win something before you, like, just engage us for no damn reason.
Wow.
We talk like that because we've earned it. Like, do something first.
Wow. You better not lose to these guys.
The more you know.
You know what's crazy, though? Is I know the guy who makes their gifts and stuff, and he's brilliant. He's way better than me at memeing and putting together gifts and stuff.
Well, one, glad you used the word gif. And two,
let's take a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
His name is Converticam or something. I can't even know how to say it. Converticam, I love that guy. He's amazing.
Converticam?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, just tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, you did.
Well, no, the team he represents. I don't know if he's coming up with those or if there's a social media. If he is, I still love you, but win something before you.
Sleeping with the enemy.
I know, right? Jeez.
No, like, I don't know. It's a tough job. Social media is a tough job. I think I talked about it last week. It's a tough job, so it's hard for me to hate someone who's doing a job that I know is tough. But don't engage us. Just don't. We could be friends. You don't have to be a dick.
All right. So on that note, everybody, that was pretty much all the BlizzCon and Smite news. That's what dominated the whole news era today in the land of... newsies. We put out a little post earlier today about playing a little Marvel New Mutants. And Steven, since you're new to the show, never been on.
First time.
I figure we go ahead and we do something like that. Should we
have you guys done this before? Or?
Have you never listened to the show before?
Past couple weeks, no. Yeah, I remember I was gone for like half a month.
That's horrible. Because you're getting ready to play some of the best. Yeah, you do. But stop. But before there, last time we had Webb, Larissa, and Adam.
God, that was it.
Chaotically defeat
those
Mr.
Two.
Sinister.
It's like hurting cats.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Took us some time. Because
it's like hurting cats, and then one cat turns on you.
Yeah, first of all, that was the interesting part. If you didn't listen to the last that show, I will listen to the.
Yeah.
I will listen to it just for the plot twist of somebody's changing on the team because they were so frustrated. It's a team game, people. But I mean, if you're chaotic, I guess you're chaotic. That's.
Then Adam couldn't open a teleport anywhere useful to save his damn life.
He had a terrible. Terrible mutant ability. If you know anything, Steven, mutants don't get their abilities, or they don't choose their own abilities. It just happens to them, right?
So wait, do I get an ability then?
You get a 20-sided die right here.
Ah, sweet.
That's what you get. And you get to roll, and
that's
I will
your ability.
Send you
your roll
what
die.
Your ability is.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly how this works.
Roll, baby, roll.
Do we get matter manipulation?
Will you roll the damn dice so we can find 11. Out?
11.
It's 11.
Yeah, do I get psychic powers?
No, you don't get psychic powers. That's terrible.
Hey, but that other girl from Stranger Things power would be pretty useful.
Nope, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
I just said the other girl with powers has a useful ability.
Oh, wait, in the beginning, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't care for her character.
Yeah.
Really hope they don't bring her back.
They will to kill her.
Jeez. If they do, they better bring...
Think about it. They'll bring all 12 of them. Yeah, there's 12.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. They better bring the rest of them. Wait, what number is she?
Huh? 8.
She was 8, and what's her name is 11, so where do you mean 12?
There's the kicker.
Wow.
What's his power?
It's Will.
Her twin sister.
Why not?
Will is the next one.
He's been everything else.
Chat room says, for Gordis E what? Destinio.
Los dias de la muertos.
Steven, can you translate?
This is...
Four gorditos and one destiny.
Four fat guys and one...
I don't know what the destino means.
Third destiny thing.
Probably something black.
Isn't there a song about it?
That's Despacito.
Yeah.
Thank you. But
it's the same thing. It's just a translation.
What's Steven's power?
Steven, why don't you tell him what your...
Oh, I got a text message, huh?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well, I'm professional. I don't usually use my phone.
Okay.
Oh, my God, really?
That's what you rolled, sir.
All right, I got healing abilities.
All right.
Oh, we finally got support.
I need healing.
you can heal any non-fatal wounds.
I need healing.
Touch.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You're not getting
this. Says, Steven, I'm dying. Only part you can touch is my junk, though.
It's a puddle of mercury, and he just forms his junk.
Go in and read it out loud for the fans at home, what you can do.
Excuse my reading. I'm not very smart.
Before we do some of this.
Previously on X-Men.
Proud of you.
Look at you.
Yep.
All right. Their ability exhausts the user if I keep using it over and over. User can restore biotic organisms.
There you go.
To the optimal health. Curing damage or withered organisms, wounds, broken bones, low vitality, and diseases, poisonings through the user's may. That should be all.
Good lord.
So he's a healer. You touch people and you heal things. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. But the more he uses it, the tired he gets.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he has to kill people to regain his strength.
How does he get energy back?
How do you get energy back?
So
vitality.
Same way anybody
that
gets.
That just puts me to sleep. I don't know about you guys.
Anybody gets energy back. You have to rest. You know.
Yeah, just...
Got me.
Can
I
we
just
buy
need
a,
photosynthesis.
Can we buy a tub of gamer sups?
Can you buy a tub of gamer sups?
That'll keep them up.
I mean, if you can find a place that has gamer sups.
You can buy it online at gamersups.com.
Wow. Okay.
Nope.
Our sponsor?
Close. Gamersubs.gg.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really? It would be.
Of course it is.
You have a question before?
I heal myself. I
guess, touch yourself.
Yeah.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
We don't play.
There's a song about it.
Every time.
That's horrible. All right. Here we go. So for anybody that wasn't listening the last time we left off, of course, Webb and his ragtag crew took down the people responsible for destroying the Xavier Mansion. Mr. Sinister and his group of people, after a long, hard-fought battle.
We went to Antarctica, went to Hawaii.
Yeah, you guys were all over the place.
Upstate New York twice.
Upstate New York. And that's where you kind of left off back at. Upstate New York, back at the Xavier's Mansion. Corey, on the other hand, he is out in the middle of a field on the outside of a small town, in an alleyway in a small town, after escaping a prison, after being arrested in a bar fight.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my adventure.
Corey is made out of malleable mercury.
But the non-poisonous.
Malleable.
Was your first thought? It's just sell him.
He's the whore of the group. We're going to sell him.
I control plants. Sort of. Except, unless in the Antarctic.
Wow.
I carried wood with me, but somehow Aaron made it so I left it behind somewhere.
You left it behind.
I always say... have wood.
All right.
Wow.
Twitch clip that, everybody. All right.
Hey.
Can you're that be your intro?
Perverted.
Yeah.
I always have wood.
He said it with such anger. I always have wood.
Perverted. What do you guys think I'm at?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so to set the scene right now, in the middle of the night, Corey, you and your team actually eventually just gave up on your search and decided to go back to the newly constructed Xavier's mansion.
They built that shit quick. All right.
Well, you guys were gone for a long time, so I mean,
I was in jail for like a night.
Yep. They're mutants. And then they had a speedster there, remember?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That you knocked out.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's he doing?
Yeah, exactly. He's pretty pissed at you. It's lights out at the Xavier's Mansion. Everybody there is kind of asleep and, you know, just turning in.
It's going to be an interesting combination.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting combination. I forgot to preface this. Because of the chaotic the last time, I will be assigning you guys turns. To where it's just your turn, or your turn. All right? So just little small rules. But we still got the, you know, the same old thing there. And each turn goes by, you can perform one action or decide to pass. And there'll be reasons why you might want to pass. You'll see. So anyway, you're at the Xavier Mansion. Steven, you are not in the picture just yet. Because these two are new students. And in the middle of the night... A strange group of people break into your rooms, throwing bags over your heads, and smuggle you out into the night.
Question.
Yes.
Do I have plants in my room?
No, you don't have any plants in your room.
How do I not have plants in my room?
Grabbing you while they put the bags over your heads, they inject you with a tranquilizer, knocking you guys flat out cold. You wake up a few hours later in an unknown place. And they rip the bags over your head. You're now sitting in a strange room with technology all around you. Kind of feels like an airplane because you're kind of rumbling in the sky somewhat. And you have a group of men just kind of all around you with rifles. They're all wearing blue, blackish costumes with white gloves. You can see a little symbol on the side of their chest, and they're just standing in front of you. It's you two sitting in a chair, and across the room, you can see Steven's character, adjacent from you, sitting in a chair as well.
Can I point a couple things out?
Yes.
Number one, Xavier's Mansion is the least safe place on Earth.
It is, isn't it?
Number two, how come every time I meet new people, it's always in a prisoner situation?
Maybe you're the bad luck. Maybe you're the bad luck.
All right.
So after the bags are tossed off your head, a gentleman walks in, about 5'11", thick mustache, brownish hair. He's wearing the exact same uniform. And he looks at the soldiers that have shackled you guys up, and he says, "Take those chains off those guys." So they're here for good reasons. They take the chains off you guys, and you begin to, you know, rub your wounds from whatever.
Take those chains off.
He gathers all three of you in one corner, and he says, "My name is Jonathan Garrett, and I'm a high-ranking official of S.H.I.E.L.D. You're on, not the helicarrier, but one of our aircrafts right now. Sorry for the snatch and grab, but it's, you know, I had to. Everything here is on the low. That's what I'm doing here. I have a secret mission for you guys. I want you guys to be S.H.I.E.L.D. agents."
I lean over and whisper to Corey, "I've seen this season. He's actually Hydra."
Yeah, not Hydra here. I heard that. We're like 2 inches away from you right now.
No, you didn't.
You can check out my credentials if you want. You can Google search me all you want. Jonathan Garrett. I'm a legit S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Here's the issue, though. It has to be deep, deep cover. This mission. Alright? I'm trying to use this as an example for Nick Fury to kind of gain ranks within the S.H.I.E.L.D. organization. So I'm recruiting you three members under me. You'll get official badges. You'll get official uniforms. You just have to complete this mission.
Okay, I thought he was going to say suck his dick. All right. This mission's a lot better. Okay.
You guys down for that?
Sure, why not?
I have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Why the theatrics in kidnapping us? I mean, I have a phone.
Yeah, so Nick doesn't really trust me as much as the rest of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. Kind of thinks I'm a, you know, a bumbler. No, because of my criminal background. That's why.
Oh, what?
I'm a legit S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Everything around you is legitimately S.H.I.E.L.D. owned. It's just not the trusted most guy yet, but I'm trying to earn that trust. And if I can do this one mission, he'll show that I show leadership. And I'll be trustworthy.
I have a question. Do we have to recruit people?
No.
This is a pyramid scheme.
So if you get two people to come shield with
you. Is this Herbalife?
No.
The pyramid's always Herbalife.
All right, I'm down.
Sure, why not? Do this.
All right, bring in the uniforms. He has a couple of guys bring in uniforms that are roughly your size. They don't fit too well because he didn't really measure you guys out.
He just winged it.
I kind of winged it, and he brings out kind of a like an electronic device that just has like documents. It's a little palm computer, basically. And he's like, "All right, let's go over this. Let's go over the briefing real quick. It should be an easy one for you. I picked a small group. We've been monitoring you guys for a long time, and I think you guys are just right for this. You should probably get to know each other once you drop down in the zone." Let me explain just a little bit about you. Jeff here can control plants with his mind. Corey, I mean, kind of obvious. He's made out of metal. He can kind of mold himself. And what was your name again? It's not in the dossier.
Kevin. I think his name's Kevin.
And Kevin over here has a healing touch. I figured I'd put that into the group to show that I am good at forming teams. Nick should like that.
Just a little touch.
Okay, sorry. You guys are definitely weirder than the dossiers explained. But this should still work. He walks over to the computer and he begins to start, starts to type on the keyboard, bringing up some files. He shows you a picture of a giant mountain with a hole cut right into the side of it. And turns back around and he says, a long time ago, the Juggernaut threw the Sidorak crystal into space to get it away from Earth so nobody would mess with his abilities. Somehow, it made its way back here and planted itself deep into a side of a mountain over South America.
Was that Hydra?
No, it wasn't Hydra. My intel apparently, you know, doesn't say that. I get all my intel from a small city called Madripoor. You can Google that, too. It's a real place.
All
right. Google everything I say here.
He seems like he's really trying to compensate that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, he is.
I am telling the truth.
I've seen this season. I know what happens.
Well, you're wrong, because Nick Fury knows everything.
So, anyway, we had word, again, from Madripoor, that a small group called the Wrecking Crew is looking for that to, you know, bolster their abilities.
I see what he did there.
All you have to do, go in there, stop the Wrecking Crew from getting the Sidorak crystal, and we're all squares. We'll take all the information back to Nick, and then you'll see. Everything is all in the up and up.
Can we say no?
If you'd like to, but then I'll just drop you off in the middle of nowhere.
I'm just seeing. checking.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Colson's plane had a bar. Do you have a bar in your plane?
No. I told you, I'm not as high as Colson is. They only gave me this rickety-dick plane and, like, four guys.
Rickety-dick?
Yeah.
Tahiti.
What's that got to do with anything?
All right, just checking. Let's cover my bases. Kevin!
You know, that's going to get confusing. Just kind of
your statement.
Why? How is it? Is there another Kevin in the room? When you're in here, you have to personify. Like, I am Jeff. Jeff watches Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
With a G, he's Jeff.
Yeah.
He's G off.
G off.
Yeah. So the plane flies for a little bit longer as you guys kind of get, information given to you about this wrecking crew and their abilities. And then Jonathan comes back from kind of the cockpit area, and he's like, all right, the drop zone, we're over right now. And it still seems like we have readings that the wrecking crew is down there mining. You guys ready?
You have some, like, oak or some sort of, like redwood? Something.
I've got nothing.
You have that chair? Is that chair made out of wood?
Everything on this plane is metal. Sorry. You're going to have to find something down
there. I really
hope
Magneto doesn't attack you. That's a really poor thinking on your part.
You're literally in the middle of the South American forest.
Just saying.
Find a twig.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's plenty of forest around, Jeff.
No Big Leaf Chew. I don't even know what the hell Big Leaf Chew is.
Big Leaf Chew?
It's
a gum.
All right, get him out of
here. How long have you been in
Chew? Oh! So he gets the... The shield agents push you off the side after strapping parachutes to your back, and you guys plummet down to Earth.
Do we see them as we're heading down?
If you turn around and look.
So, like, we're parachuting down to them, right?
You mean the wrecking crew? No, you can't see them. You see the drop zone, which is a large mountain surrounded by forested area. You can see the hole from high in the air. Yeah.
Well, the wrecking crew's down there, right?
Well, we're gonna run into them anyway.
Should we like regroup? Like, should we like come
we
up with a plan?
Come up with a plan before we got pushed out of a plane.
We're free falling right now. We don't have too much decision time.
I pull my chute.
He yells out the side. The name's Jonathan Garrett. Jonathan Garrett. Google me.
All right, I pop my chute and I start floating towards the hole with Steven.
Okay. You guys all land very close to the entrance of the side of the mountain with a giant hole in it. The backpacks that you were wearing begins to rumble and vibrate like it's ringing. Like you hear like kind of a buzz inside of there. Like there's a ringing sound.
Let's
Any of us hurt from the landing?
No, you're fine.
No, we're fine.
You guys landed
perfectly
fine.
I need healing.
Can we investigate our bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at these.
Are they all ringing, or is it just one?
Just one of the bags seemed to be ringing.
Whose bag?
Yeah.
We'll say Corey's bag.
All right, I'm looking right now. What's up?
All
right,
he looks around. You shuffle around your bag, and then a holographic head of Jonathan Garrett pops up.
God, I thought we quit doing this, Jonathan Garrett.
And he's like, hey, sorry. I wanted to kind of keep in contact with you guys just to make sure everything's okay while you're down there. Yeah, we have to get this thing going. You know, Nick will be back from one of his little, I don't know, secret missions or whatever. And if I don't have anything for him, then I'm deep in trouble for stealing 3 kids from wherever I stole, you know, Steven here.
Well, we're at the entrance.
All right, cool. Readings are still showing that the wrecking crew are somewhere inside. Do you guys have all the information you need on their abilities?
Yes.
I believe so. Aren't they like basically the village people, but like they have superpowers?
While they're talking to the hologram, I've dropped down into the forest, and I'm collecting pieces of wood.
All right. Collect all the wood you want.
I come walking back, and I have like a bunch of sticks sticking on my backpack.
Look, I figure you're not full-blown SHIELD agents, so I'll just give you a brief rundown of all the wrecking crew. They're not that dangerous. They should be kind of, you know, I don't know. They're not terrible. You got, let me see here. He starts filing through his stuff. There's Dirk Girthwaith. I think I'm saying his name right. He's got a giant crowbar. He can lift about 10 tons. Super strength, stamina, all that type of stuff. He shouldn't be that much of a problem for you guys, right?
I got it.
Yep.
What?
Do I get a gun? I literally have only healing abilities.
Your support. Support the other two.
I pull out one of my sticks and hand it to Kevin. Here you go, Kevin.
All right.
I like Kevin better. You look.
There's Brian Kaluski. He's got super strength as well. You guys should be good with that. The only one you probably have to watch out for is Bulldozer. His name is Henry Kemp. He wears kind of like a juggernaut looking suit, and he like runs really fast into things. Just be careful.
What's the suit made out of?
Just regular metals. Damn. Nothing really special.
He's hoping for wood.
Yeah, no wood. You have enough wood around you. Jeez. Last one. He probably is a little dangerous. Super intelligent. Elliot Franklin. He's got super strength as well. He's probably the smart one. Brains behind the operations. You'll be fine. We've seen what you guys can do.
All right.
Let me know if you need any type of backup. I've only got four guys. Remember, only got four guys. Jonathan Garrett, Google me. Jonathan Garrett out.
I had a question.
And then the hologram just seems to fade away into the backpack.
I think something is afoot.
I was going to ask if we could kill, but since he left,
well,
might as well.
Now this is...
I think we should.
Backpack rumbles one more time. Okay. Steven's backpack rumbles.
No, I think you're ringing, Steven.
I open my backpack.
Steven, the hologram of Jonathan comes up again. Don't leave any bodies. Don't kill anybody, all right? Nick doesn't like that type of stuff.
To clarify, can we kill and just hide the body?
He said don't leave them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Don't leave any bodies. Jonathan Garrett out, Google me.
He said don't leave anybody, so we just can't be left behind.
Are these like little transponder things his head is coming out of, or is it the backpack itself?
Wait, is there any
transponder things?
Is there any other useful things in this backpack?
No. It was just a transponder.
So he gave us a backpack with a transponder in it?
And a...
Can you make me apples?
Yeah.
Okay, because I need to replenish my strength if I get weak.
Hang on. I saw an apple tree back there. Hang on.
In the middle of the South American rainforest, you saw an apple tree.
What kind of trees are there in South America?
Bananas. I don't give a shit.
You know what? I saw a plantain tree. That work? They're like bananas.
At least that's more immersive than apple tree.
So hang on. I'll be right back. When I come back with just like a branch.
I don't know how extent his powers can get.
You guys start to hear rumbling and from within inside the cave. It just like kind of shakes the side. You hear kind of digging inside there as well.
Found him. Kevin, do you want to go first? No. Gotcha. Good. You're thinking straight. I think Alex Mack should go first.
What am I seeing right now, Aaron?
Right now you're seeing just kind of a dark entryway to a cave. Nothing in your backpacks. Yes. They were parachutes.
I have wood in mine.
You're ruining the immersion.
Are you?
All right.
Wait, hold on. Were you about to ask? You're telling me S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't have anything? After I told you this is a non-likable guy from freaking Nick Fury? Hydra.
All right. You guys ready? I think Alex Mack should go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go puddle form, and I'm going to like slink on the roof and go in.
All right. So you kind of just milch your way down and... start to kind of slime your way inside of the place, getting closer and closer. You start to see kind of a light system of light bulbs that kind of string together as they go closer and closer, lighting up the hallway into a larger room.
Okay. Before. So your power is like, you're like the T-1000, right?
Basically.
So you can like cut pieces off of you and then come back?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you just grow plants and control plants.
I can control plants and, yeah, within a...
That's vegetation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have a radius on mine, but yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How far?
Oh, what was it? I want to say it was 30 feet.
Yeah, 30 feet.
It was a good distance.
Yeah. Okay.
It was 30 feet.
That's decent.
All right,
cool.
All right. So I'm still... I want to crawl closer.
Okay. So you're just kind of making your way in there, and you kind of come to a digging site. Scaffolds everywhere, and it's kind of a large opening, and then you see kind of the wrecking crew just doing their thing, drilling it around in a large hole.
Okay, I got an idea, guys. Can I talk to them? They can hear me, right? Not the wrecking crew?
There's a lot of loud explosions going on from the rocks that they're just beating out of the walls and stuff like that as they're looking for something, it seems.
So
like.
You have to come back out to where we are.
I'm going to slink back to Steven.
Okay.
And okay, I'm going to report what I saw. You guys heard what I saw, but now you guys know. I have an idea. I am highly conductive. So what I'm going to do, while they're distracted, I'm going to go stretch myself as far as possible. And I'm going to grab them and stick my ass into that lightning, that power socket. So I'm going to try and electrocute them. It's going to hurt me a lot, so I'm going to need like healing immediately if it fails.
What if...
Go into their mouth.
God damn!
Suck in from the inside.
What if instead of you trying to do both,
mercury.
Why don't? No, his
don't
is a non-poison.
I don't want him to
side.
Eat me.
Yeah, his is non-poison.
Yeah, it's non-poison.
It was established in the.
How about you liquefy yourself, just spread across their feet, and I'll shoot a wooden dart at the light bulb, causing sparks to go down and electrocute.
Let's go with the Let's go with the electricity plan, but I'm gonna use part of Steven's. I'll split myself in half and use half of me.
Yeah. Tree guy.
I think I can get it to reach.
Yeah. I take out.
If this doesn't work, yeah.
Yeah. I take out my my branches and I start making spears out of them, and I break one of them. It would take more time. That's why I collected wood, so I have.
Alright, we're talking
with me.
Too much.
Yeah.
You gotta do this.
I break some in half and I make like darts out of them.
Okay, hold on. Alright, that. Trying to think of how we can create a trap on the outside of the door.
So just to catch up the chat room, our three heroes are standing close to the entrance of a giant cave in South America, while the wrecking crew is further in the cave. Digging away.
Oh, so you want a trap in case they come running out? You want to have some sort of trap or something?
Yeah, you'd be ready for them.
Yeah, I could do that.
And you just heal.
Their oxygen? No, it's a one-way cave, right?
Yeah.
It's a one-way cave.
Can you like build something? Like, so no oxygen gets through, they'll pass out.
That'll take hours.
How does your powers work? Is it going?
No, I'm no, I
he
no,
can, but
he's
they're not just gonna run out of air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. First of all, shut it, Kevin. Second of all, he's talking about the suffocation. I could grow something right now. Do you want a tree right now? I'll grow you a tree right now. I grow a tree.
You grow a small tree on the side.
Boom! Suck it. There's a tree right there. You want something you can eat?
Small tree with foliage.
I hand him a plantain.
He's so hungry. All right, so I'm going liquid form and sneaking back into the room.
All right, so you slink right back in the room. All the wrecking crew kind of has their back turned to you as they're still just kind of digging away right now.
So in my liquid form, I start reaching out to them. And I'm like just a few inches away. And then the other part of me is about to conduce myself with one of the lights to electrocute them.
All right.
And I'm going to go for it.
You slink and you kind of split yourself, thinning yourself to max capacity around each one of the four members of the wrecking crew's feet. But you seem like you're just out of reach to get that last conduction to the electricity. They still haven't noticed you kind of in liquid form around their feet.
I see that he's just short, and I take one of my wooden darts, and I throw it. Side question. If it's in the air, can I control it because it's still wood?
You can't control it like a psychic ability, like moving it around.
Okay. All right, well, then I throw it like a dart at the light bulb just above them to break it.
All right. You throw the dart, narrowly missing the the circuit, but getting the attention of one of the wrecking crew.
Okay.
Damn.
Who stop immediately digging, and they all turn around looking for kind of a direction of where that came from.
I hide behind the tree I grew.
Let me pull back from Wrecker to give myself the extra space to get the other three.
After Steven's turn.
God damn it.
I'm assuming I'm still outside.
The situation is you are kind of at the entrance, and the Wrecking crew is kind of looking around inside for the source of that spear that just flew past their head.
Dart.
Excuse me.
There's nothing I can do. I healed, guys.
So, okay. Well,
terribly put together mission.
We'll take that as a pass. Yeah. All right.
Can I ask questions
one more time? Ask questions? Yeah, I mean, if you'd like.
Question whatever you want.
Have communications between?
You can have communications with Jeff over here.
Yeah.
But somebody's in liquid form up top there.
I'm going to ask
Jeff. Mercury.
Just make up a
We call him Alex Mack for short.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he can. Yeah, I feel like he can do that.
Okay. So that's all I ask him. Like, well, we need weapons, because clearly fake Coulson gave us
nothing. Let me just forewarn you, though. He'd be kind of a pervert sometimes, so you don't know what he's going to be wrapping around your hand. I'm just letting you know up front. Just FYI. It could form back into his body, and it's going to be a finger. Could be his dick. I don't know. High risk, high reward.
It's all been my dick at one point.
It just ruined.
So I'm going to pull back from Wrecker to give myself the extra length to conduct myself.
The extra girth.
To try and take out three of them at least.
All right, I'll roll on that one.
Oh, man. Just
you
rotating.
Kind of form yourself back up, getting a little bit more pooly in front of the other three as Wrecker is kind of searching around for the origin of that dart. And you still... Are you reach the outlet, the power outlet, and begin to shock three of the four of the Wrecking crew. And they just kind of, you know... convulse in pain from all the electricity that just got conducted through their body.
Yes.
Seeing that you have done this to them, Wrecker takes his crowbar and he pushes two of the members out of the way of your electricity, knocking them away from him, leaving Henry Camp, the bulldozer one, still being electrified.
Nice.
Noticing what was happening, the other ones jump down from the scaffold and begin to run towards the power of the building and shut it down. Webb, it's your turn.
I take another one of my darts and I throw it at their knee.
All right.
Let's roll. I'm going to disable them.
You... form a little small needle with your, or a dart with your wood sticks, and you throw it at one of the Wrecking crew's knees, and it seems to penetrate very lightly, but not doing too much damage to one of them.
Does it like at least like, make him stumble, like slow him down?
No, doesn't at all.
Solidify yourself in the spot. Can I run? Or is my turn
soon? It'll be your turn next. Seeing the origin of that trajectory from their dart, they begin to run directly towards the exit. All four of them.
Okay,
yes. Steven, your turn. They're running at you.
Okay, I have to climb up a tree. I didn't actually
that's a pretty easy thing. And you got a natural 20. So you get,
you hit so well.
You stammer right up the tree, hiding in thickets of bushes.
I can't even find you.
That you're kind of hidden from the rest of the group right now. The Wrecking crew kind of stumbles out of the cave, looking around, seeing Webb right in front of them. And they, infuriated, they begin to run and charge right at you, David Webb. Corey, your turn.
What's my status right now?
You are still in liquid form inside of a darkened cave now because there's no power inside of there.
So, damage-wise, I'm doing okay?
Damage-wise, you're fine. 100%. Okay. They didn't even recognize that you were there.
Well, I took electricity. But... all right. I look around for anything that could be useful as a weapon.
You look around in the very, very dim room, only seeing light that's coming from the outside of the cave, and there just seems to be nothing but maybe shovels around there, little carts, or like train carts or rail carts that are filled with rubble and rock and stuff like that. No real weapons, just all...
All right, I'm going to grab a shovel and start chasing after those guys, and... I'm going to try and hit one in the back of the head with a shovel.
All right. You grab successfully a shovel, run out the cave, running up right behind, let's say, Wrecker, the main guy with a crowbar in his hand, and you smack him right in the back of the head with the shovel, and he just seems to stumble forward.
Yeah, bitch.
Now getting his attention, he runs right at you as the other three still charge, making their way towards you, David Webb. Your turn.
Can I make some roots come out of the ground and trip him? Like grab around their ankles, trip him?
Let's find out. Yes, you can.
You should have went for their throats. Choke him out.
That would be a harder thing.
Sounded like you had a pretty good roll.
Summon your abilities, and you get like large giant roots to wrap around their legs, dropping the three men to the floor, and knocking out the weapon from one of their hands.
Now can I do the throat thing?
No, because you've already done one move. It's their turn now, since all three of you have gone. Wrecker seems to. Not notice the other three have fallen, but he comes right at you, Corey, and he tries to swing and smash you with his crowbar, and he smashes you down, splatting you into a puddle, dealing one damage.
Ah, what a pussy. Can I call him a pussy as he's punching me?
I'll let it happen.
But you're a puddle, so it's like... You pussy!
The other three begin to rip and tear the vines from around their legs as quick as possible, standing up and grabbing the weapons that they had in their hands, which are just digging tools, basically.
Wait, the roots are gone?
No, the roots are still there. They're just torn into pieces now.
Oh, okay.
How big are these guys? Because I'm like picturing juggernaut-sized dudes.
They're pretty big.
They're pretty big. Yeah, they're pretty big. They're class 10... people. They can lift up to 10 tons apiece.
I think you said class 10 mutants. I was like, what the hell?
They're not mutants.
World ending?
Thunderball begins to swing his ball and chain as he launches it straight at you, Webb, and he misses just narrowly, smashing a tree right behind you, though.
Is that the tree Stevenson?
No, it's not the tree Stevenson.
They have not seen me.
And now
nobody knows where you are.
Now, Webb, your turn.
All right. I want to do the root thing. I want to take the roots from the ground and wrap them around their necks.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Yeah, no, wait. Sorry. That was your turn already, right? Yeah. So it's Steven's turn. Sorry. It goes Steven, Corey,
I don't understand
Webb.
How I'm supposed to help you.
I'm sure.
When one of them's still on the ground, you do a big old macho man arm drop on top of the tree.
I touch. Heal.
Oh, yeah.
You can control the healing,
you control
though,
the
can't
healing.
You?
Yeah, you can, I think you control
like
it.
Yeah.
He's healed. Because I would heal him. I can't beat him. I'm not as well joined.
Wow. Okay, Larissa.
That's what I said. I'm just
I want to see a macho man elbow drop off the top tree.
I'm imagining this
big-ass
dude,
it's
just like me.
Hurricane Rana!
Yeah, that's literally the situation right now, yeah.
Break my elbow.
You rolled that 11.
Can I pretty sharp?
Yeah. You can.
Right. It's pretty sharp.
Okay. Well, do I have to
throw
anything?
No. Just, is that what you want to do? You want to go with that?
No.
He's like, I'll let you have.
No, that's a minor.
I'll let you have
that's
that
a minor
one.
Action. And yeah. Then if you want to do a heavy one, yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of
so
pointy.
So you break off a branch.
Kind of sharp.
Now can I jump at one and stab him in the eye?
Let's try it out.
Ooh, from the tree? You get to jump from the tree and drop into the eye.
You break off the branch and you drop down, yelling on your way down with all your might.
What did he yell?
Yeah. Kevin, what did
you yell? Yeah.
Save the whales.
You jump down yelling save the whales towards...
Right in the bro hole.
Towards Pile Driver, who just steps backwards one step as you stab directly into the ground.
Ouch.
Wait, do I fail myself?
No, you just missed. You just clearly missed.
Can I just grab my knee?
Corey, your turn.
I'm going to use my finisher. It's called Bukkake.
Okay.
And I'm going to liquid form jump and encase... the guy I'm fighting, Wrecker.
Yeah, you're fighting Wrecker.
Yeah, and I'm gonna try and suffocate him by closing his nose.
Okay.
Going in like mandible claw in his mouth, and wrapping myself around his throat. So I'm just trying to like in his ears. I'm just invading his head.
All right. You jump right at him.
He ducks.
And he puts his crowbar right in front of where you would have been, encasing you around it, and then flinging you across the area, landing right behind the other three.
Damn.
He suffered no damage from that. He kind of just slides like in a puddle form under the kind of behind the feet of the other three. Webb?
I'm going to pull roots out of the ground and choke the... guys out that are by me.
No, they broke.
I thought I did.
Boom! So you summon your strength again, natural 20, by the way, and you wrap vines around two of the members that were right in front of you, because one step back, remember, because of choking them out. You choked out Bulldozer and Thunderball.
As I say that, I turn to the other two, I go, guys, be some bodies.
Yeah.
Are they unconscious? They're still there.
They are unconscious. All both right. of them unconscious on the ground. Now it's their turn. Wrecker turning around, seeing that his... or not turning around. He's already facing you guys. Seeing that his crew is knocked out, he rushes Webb as fast as he can, trying to just kind of shoulder block him.
Can I just sidestep?
Nope, because he smashes you right into the tree behind you. No, it's a whole different tree.
As I fall back, you hear me go, I need him.
He deals 9 damage to you from hitting you like that.
Damn.
How far is he from me?
How far is he from you?
Yeah, I'm on the floor.
About a few feet away from you. But in front of you right now stands Pile Driver as he... cocks back his leg, getting ready to kick you right in the face.
Wait, how many guys are left right now?
Two. Wrecker and Pile Driver.
Okay.
He cocks back his leg, swinging right at you, but you seem to dodge right out of the way, missing. Missing completely. Terrible. Webb, your turn.
It's my turn again?
Yeah, there's only two people left.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So while he has his foot... still in the air?
No, he just swung it. And
oh, he
missed.
Just swung it? Yeah. Oh, dang. Okay.
Who the hell keeps a foot in the air that
no, no, no.
Long?
I mean, I'll, like, simultaneous. He paused like, while that's
his,
happening.
Well, he paused for his turn, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else is stationary.
All right, whose turn is it now? All right, guys?
This is an RTS. Okay. A turn-based.
Turn-based, yeah. Okay.
Let's see. What do I want to do? You know what? I'm going to do what I did last time. Because I'm like, been thrown into a tree, right?
Yes.
I want to take the tree I threw, like, got thrown into, and I want to make like wood armor.
Okay.
Like last time.
Let's go ahead and roll and see. So you try to summon your strength, but it seems like that last bit of choking them out has taken it out of you, and you can't seem to even chip the wood on the side of the tree right now.
God damn.
I need healing.
Corey, your turn.
All right. First action is, I think, should be a minor. I craft part of me into a samurai sword.
There you go. Now we'll get into it.
And I toss it to Steven.
All right. I'll allow it.
And then...
I don't
want to
grab it.
That's a stick. I just look at you. From the tree, I just look over at you. I just nod my head.
And now I'm going to turn my fists into two giant Reinhardt hammers and try and collapse it in Wrecker's face.
All right. Let's go ahead. We lost the camera, but we're going to keep going. You transform your hands into two giant hammers. And you smash him directly on the either side of his head. Beating or knocking him unconscious.
Yeah, boy!
Wrecker falls to his knees, drops down, leaving Pile Driver? Yep. Pile Driver, the last one left, kind of to look around at his defeated foes in panic. And he decides to do the only thing he can, and he decides to rush right at Steven.
Not run away.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
He rushes and tries to grab Steven, diving right at him, but he misses and falls face first into the dirt, right in front of you, Steven. Webb, your turn.
I take vines. Are there vines around?
You're the jungle,
I take vines and I wrap them around him and the other three, pinning them to the ground.
Yeah. Vines. You get it for the vines.
You get your vines and you kind of wrap them around him, strapping him straight to the ground, kind of locked straight down there, like there's chains around him.
And the others, too?
The others, yes, but they're all unconscious.
Right,
so they can't
I
want to
keep
them
there. Yeah.
But Pile Driver simply just smashes his way through the vines.
That was the sign, guys.
Being conscious and still awake. No, yes, it is your turn, yes.
Okay, dude's still in front of me, right?
Dude is right in front of you on the ground, who has just freed himself from the vines.
I have, apparently, Corey's penis sword.
Yep.
Yeah, you do.
It's a lot pointier than that that branch you had a few minutes ago.
You whip him with it.
Can I cut off?
You can try.
Can I stab him?
You can try.
I'm gonna stab him. Took you that long to figure out what to do with the damn samurai sword.
You have two options.
I want to stab him in like a non-fatal area.
Okay.
Like the shoulder,
all right.
But I will pin him down into the dirt.
Oh, good lord. Why do you roll so freaking high? You slash down, jamming the sword right into his back, into the ground, as he lets out a yell of... in agonizing pain, and scrambles around to try to pull the sword, but he can't quite reach it from the placement you put into his back.
Okay, so he's pinned.
So he is pinned down to the ground.
Yeah.
Now I say we all just like gang stomp him until he passes out.
You
remember those?
I'm in.
Remember those days in Left 4 Dead?
No, you're talking about Dead Island.
Dead Island?
Yeah.
Where you get the kick?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What we're gonna do to him.
Yes.
Can I twist it?
Can
do more damage?
No, that's not. It's not even a minor. That's in full blown action.
Okay, then I guess I won't.
Wait, is it my turn?
No, it's Corey's turn.
Can I twist?
If you like. Just
say.
Just form your penis and then
stick your
penis in his.
I would like to use the Randy Orton finisher, where you Pele kick his head, since he's pinned to the ground.
All right, hold on. Nice, natural 20.
Ooh, he kicked his head off.
Damn.
You transform
into Pele.
You run fast, transforming your foot into a
Randy
giant,
Orton?
Like boulderish, you know, wrecking ball from the video of Miley Cyrus.
I want it to be the shape of Randy Orton's foot.
Okay, Randy Orton's foot. And you swing, knocking him dead unconscious.
Damn.
That is all four.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, since you're still in the beginning area, one of your bags begin to vibrate and ring again.
It's Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I don't know if we want to. All right.
Who?
Hold on. Before we don't trust this guy, right?
No. He's Hydra.
Steven.
Nick Fury, don't trust him.
Let's just see what he has to say. All right. Let's answer it for Jonathan Garrett.
Jonathan Garrett's face shows up. He's like, "Hey, it's me, guys. Jonathan Garrett again."
Yeah, we know Garrett.
Okay.
I binged you. Nothing was on Bing.
How's it going down there? We've heard some low pulse signatures of them.
There may or may not be bodies.
Are they alive at least?
three of them.
Kevin stabbed somebody.
Kevin stabbed a guy.
We're on our way right now to come and
okay.
Clean up.
It's
no,
okay.
We got
it's
it.
Fine. We got it. It's cool.
Well, we have to take them and imprison them.
We'll,
they're still bad guys.
We'll call you when the mission's done.
Nah, I'm on my way anyway.
Yeah, Wrecker's still alive.
He's got me. You're breaking.
And then we crush it.
Yeah, the hologram already disabled before you even guys got there.
God damn it. We need to find the jewel right now.
I run into the hole to find go to the dig site where they were digging.
You run inside, and in the dimly lit area, you still see that there is kind of nothing around but digging equipment.
I'm going to turn the power back on.
Yeah, turn power back on. It lights up the scaffolds and all the different different equipment and everything.
Can I sense if there's some sort of roots or something where they're digging that I can use to move the dirt?
Strange energy, maybe. You can feel the energy of this.
There's nothing. You sense around, and there's no roots within the mountain.
Whoop! I'm gonna pick up a hammer.
Outside, you hear a large jet flying and hovering above the trees, kind of pushing the trees back and across and everything. And it lands right in front of the side of the mountain, and you see Jonathan Garrett and some troops kind of just file out of the thing.
He should only have four troops.
Yeah, he's only got four troops.
Okay.
And he's got kind of like large handcuffs in his hands with the four guys, and they go and they kind of just start to, you know, apprehend the wrecking crew, locking them down, and then kind of shuffling them all back on there. And he's yelling out for you guys. He's like, guys, Jonathan Garrett here again.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at?
We're right here, Jonathan.
Two things. Did you Google me? One.
Yes.
I Yahooed you.
All right. That's not what you're supposed to do. But anyway, good job, everybody. Thank you. Nick should be happy with this one. You guys got four dangerous criminals off the street. That was a good job. Well done.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, what did you expect? You thought there was something more about this? I told you straight up. You're SHIELD agents now, guys. You're SHIELD agents.
Can I see my badge?
Did it.
I thought we were going to find a crystal.
I don't know about all that. I don't remember saying anything. Jonathan Garrett doesn't remember saying anything about a crystal.
Got my badge?
I'll mail it to you. I know where you live. Remember, I took you. He begins to walk back up onto the ship. And kind of close the hatch, leaving you guys there in the middle of South America. When a strange kind of middle-aged man kind of runs up to the site with a hard hat on, and he's like, "What the hell are you guys doing? What'd you guys do to my dig site?"
We took care of some bad guys.
What do you mean bad guys? Where are all my employees?
That's the wrecking crew, man. Those are bad guys.
Yeah. Haven't you heard of the prison work system?
Oh, fuck.
They attacked us.
The ship flies off, leaving you guys kind of there baffled, talking to the foreman of a dig site. As Jonathan Garrett waves from the window.
Jonathan Garrett! I'll get you!
I told you he was Hydra.
And that's the end of this new episode of the New Mutants. Thank you for joining, everybody. That was a pretty good adventure. Pretty good adventure.
Where's Ashton?
I think you could fix Steven's camera by unplugging it and plugging it back in. I think it's on the front there.
Killed that guy. He's just bleeding out.
I'm pretty sure the shield agents will take care of them.
They're not shield agents.
How come the last time the last time you and I played an RPG together, Steven, you stabbed somebody, and now you stab somebody. Okay, yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
For the non-fatal part. The plan was to heal him again.
Let him bleed out.
Thank you for watching, everybody. I don't know what's going on with the freaking camera of Steven's right now.
Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
Yeah, I did, but it's still not doing it. I mean, the show is pretty much over right now until we get into the after-hour things. But you guys did a good job. Maybe we'll have Jonathan Garrett again. Who knows?
Great.
But our heroes have been left in the middle of South America with a middle-aged man, Foreman, wondering what the hell happened to the new crew that he just hired to help him excavate a cave. Will they get out of South America? Do they have new jobs now? Find out all that more on the next episode of The New Mutants.
Guys, I know a guy who can teleport. This may take a while because it's kind of hit or miss.
I was going to say.
Pass.
He doesn't really teleport. He can create portals to different areas.
Same difference.
Yeah.
It's Adam.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I can't even remember what he said his name was, so doesn't matter right now. Don't forget to go, of course, and like us on all the socials and iTunes. Tell your friends about us, because that's a big thing. Don't forget to head over to Ginger Elizabeth's, everybody, and get that footage. Tag us in it. Say, hey, Sir Aaron Carter sent me to Ginger Elizabeth's Get Chocolate. I'm coming to get some. And you might win a $20 gift card.
But you might not.
Now you will. If you're the first one. Like I said, if you're a fan and you're in the Sacramento area and you go to Ginger Elizabeth's, I will honor that deal. $20 gift card to Ginger Elizabeth's.
What if a fan from not Sacramento drives all the way here to Ginger
Elizabeth's?
I'll
definitely give them a $20 gift card.
Just to get that $20.
Yeah, if they're interested like that.
You were number two.
Ginger Elizabeth's is a good chocolate place, everybody. What else? We got anything coming up? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
What did you guys?
Until December.
Okay, cool. That's cool. All right, everybody. Thanksgiving. For Steven Gutierrez, Corey Vincent, and the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, Jonathan Garrett, Google him.
Need some wood.